Lovers and friends.
I did a different version.
I
today,
know. You did like a, what was this? Like a.
I'm gonna listen to a lot of smooth jazz.
This is what, episode 12. This is our season finale. This is the last episode of the season.
Aww. No, I'm excited though. Like, we have a lot of good content mm-hmm. that we've created.
Yes.
We are so excited to be doing these episodes with you guys, and we're just happy to be on, you know, on this podcast. So, welcome to episode 12, Lovers and Friends. And this episode, we are talking all about names.
Names or nicknames?
Names, nicknames.
Both. Names.
Family names.
Family names, our name, nicknames, and all of that.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, we gotta, speaking of names, we have to introduce ourselves.
My name is Junie Mars.
And I'm Lita Rose. Okay, so you want me to start off first with names? Okay, so first,
story is funny.
So I'll just tell you my government name first, not all of it. It's Kalida, K-A-L-E-D-A. That's how you spell it out. And my grandmother gave me that name. She named me. So let's get to the real tea. So my grandmother named me Kalida, right? And I had this whole story in my head, because I know my mom told me that, oh, your grandmother named you because, you know, my mom was, like, young when she had me, and she was, like, in and out of it. Like, it was, I was her first child, so she just was going through a lot, like, you know, and she was, like, throwing up, and she told me that the doctor, like, for some reason, they thought I was a boy. So I've been going around telling everybody this story that they thought I was a boy because how I was moving around in her stomach. So in my mind, I thought that's why my grandmother named me, because my mom didn't have a name for me. You know, she didn't name me because she thought I was a boy. So recently, like maybe a couple of, like Friday or Saturday, I was talking to my mom. I called her. I'm like, Mom, tell me the story again about why you didn't name me. And like, you know, they thought I was a boy. And she was like, She's like, no, I don't remember that part. I'm like, so you never told me that they thought I was a boy. So why didn't you name me? She's like, oh, I just let your grandmother name you. I just let her name you. And I let your aunt give you your middle name, which I don't like. But I'm like,
which she's not going to share.
I'm not going to share that name. But I'm like, so this whole time I'm thinking that you thought I was a boy until I was born, then you're like, oh, actually, it's a girl. Okay, grandma, name her, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking this. That's not even a story. So I'm like, now I'm just so confused. So I have to take that story back. Like, I just have to take that story back now. Like, but anyway, so my grandmother named me Kalida. So it means, like, chosen one, like, golden child, in a sense, like, you know, just like chosen one. And also it means eternal life. That's what it means.
Eternal life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eternal life. Mm-hmm. And it's a Muslim name. It's usually spelled with the H. Like, it's probably like K-H-A-L-I-D-A, like that.
Like, but DJ Khaled.
Yeah. But my grandmother, because she studied different religions, she took out the H. I guess she probably knew my mom wouldn't be like, so I don't know. But she just was, like, smart about it. She took the H out and then spelled it that way. So, yeah. So, that's my name, Kalida. So, let's get to, I'm going to get to the family nickname. Before I list out all the names, I'll just get to start with the family nickname, and then you can share your part so we can just like go back and forth, because okay. I have so many names. So my family name, nickname, they call me Lily. My aunt still calls me that now. My cousins and my brother, he still calls me that. My mom just shortened that and calls me Lee. So if you're around me, you'll hear Lee, you'll hear Lily. And then on top of that, I have a second name that's not even my name. So let's get to this story
first.
Let's
get into this story.
This is the real story. So I said my name is Kalida. I go to school. They call me Kalida. Everything, you know, it's Kalida. I'm like, okay. But when I go home, it's Kalida. And I'm like,
Like for like car leader.
Like with a R in the name. Like in my name.
K-A-R-L-E-D-A.
Yes. So Carlita. As a child, I probably didn't think anything of it, but like when I got to like high school, I was like, Mom. And she's like, huh? I was like, what's my real name? Like, I'm so confused. What is my name? Is it pronounced Kalita? Because that's what they call me in school. Or is it Carlita? Because y'all calling me this at home and my whole entire family. My mom's side, my dad's side, they call me Carlita. And she's like, well, actually, it's Kalita. I'm like, so why do you call me this other name? And I don't even think, she doesn't have a reason. They just call me Carlita. She'll say Kalita when she's like serious. She'll call me Kalita when she's like serious or whatever. But the majority of the time, if you ever come around me, you will hear my whole entire family call me Carlita. And as I got older, I was like, I do not even like that name. So why are you saying it like this? I don't like it, but I just go by it. They call me. I said, mm-hmm.
So my question for you is like, when you used to go to family events, like, or let's say you meet a new person, but you're at a family event, mm-hmm. right? Would you say, hi, I'm Carlita? Or will you say, hi, I'm Kalita? Or will you say, hi, I'm Lily? Or what will you say, like, when you were little?
Well, the thing is, so when I go to cookouts or whatever, like, my family, like say, the people, I never really truly introduced, I don't think I ever introduced myself to someone. Like, my aunt or my mom, like, oh, this is Carlita. Oh, this is like, that's, they would say it so for
they,
me.
They introduced you yeah. as Carlita. This is Carlita. So you didn't even get to explain what your name was.
So I was just like, okay. Yeah. So they're like, Carlita. I'm like, yeah, what's going on? So I think if I would to tell somebody my name at a family like function, I would say Kalita. I like, if I say it, because I'm so used to, like in school, I was so used to saying Kalita. Like, right. I'm Kalita. So if I did introduce myself, I would say Kalita. Mm-hmm. But people probably got confused. I don't know. But I would say Kalita. But majority of the time, Kalita, Kalita, Kalita. And then my stepfather, on top of that name, my stepfather will call me Carlita with the T-A. So I said, I went from Kalita to Carlita to Carlita. My names, they
everybody
people just like...
up with different names for
different
you.
Names. And then to the point, my former roommate up here in New York, her mom calls me Carla. So now I'm Carla. So that's like my...
And I can attest to that because we were out on the street the other day mm-hmm. and we saw her and she said, Carla?
And I turned around like, oh, that's me. So I'm like, what? So that's like a brief story of my name and what my family and then my friends. But to my mom, I'm like, Mom, when my friends come over, can you please say Kalita? Because I don't want to confuse anyone. I don't want people to be like, so like, what's going on with her? At school, she's Kalita. I don't get it. So Mom's like, okay. But it's like, I think one time Rochelle came over to my parents' house. And I think my father said Kalita, my aunt might have said it. And I think I had to tell her in advance, like, listen, you go to my house, you'll hear a separate name. It's still me, girl. It's me. This is how they pronounce it. But it's just so funny. So that's like my partial story of my government names. I'll get to like my actual nickname after you. I think Junie shares her story.
Oh, wow. I mean...
because mine can go on and on.
It's hard to go on after that story.
But don't y'all dare call me that, okay? That is for my family only. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. So you can't see her on the street. Don't even call her by her government.
Don't even call me by my government.
She goes by Lita Rose.
Yes. Okay. And we'll get to how I came up with that later.
So, okay. Well, my name is Julia. And I was named after my great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. So her name was Julia. And my mom thought that it would be a pretty unique name. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, she thought that... there wouldn't be that many Julias coming out in the time that I was born. But apparently, everybody wanted to be named Julia at this point in time because beginning in, I think, preschool or elementary school, I know for sure. I don't remember about preschool. But beginning in elementary school, there were not only one, but two other Julias in my class. So I had to be called Julia, you know, C, like my last name. And it was like so annoying because I wanted to be a unique, even as a child, I had a very strong sense of self, right? So like, I didn't like the fact that I had to be called Julia, like number one, Julia number two, Julia number three, you know what I mean? And I used to tell my mom, like, I'm so frustrated that I can't just be me. And I was like, I don't want to be called Julia anymore. And she's like, I remember this. We were like at dinner and she's like, so what do you want to be called? I was like, maybe in second grade, maybe first. Wow. And I said, I want to be called Zune. And it was a mixture. I don't know if my mom helped me come up with it. I don't remember the details, but I remember that name came to me from the universe. And it was a mixture of like all my favorite letters, right? So Z-O-O-N. And, you know, my parents were great in the sense that they weren't like, that's stupid, or like, no, we're not going to call you that. They called me that. Like, oh, they really genuinely called me that. They still call me that now. And I'm 33 years old.
Yeah, it's hard to break a name.
So it's like I created a name for myself and my whole family still calls me by that. And I identified as Zune maybe until like high school. The end of high school. But then when I got to college, I started identifying as Julia because, you know, it was like more grown up or whatever. And like no one in college knew me as Zune. And so like I just kind of, you know, like all the paperwork and all the professors, they will call me that. So I just got into it. And then I was Julia for a really long period of time. So after that, you know, for the rest of my sort of like professional life, I was Julia for a long time until recently, until Lita Rose and I had a conversation and she was like, so what would your drag name be? If you had a drag name, what would your drag name be? And for some reason, what came to me was that my drag name will be Junie Mars. I don't know where it came from. It came from the universe, you know? Yeah. And ever since then, it's just clicked with me. And I feel like it really connects to who I am. And, you know, we can talk a little bit more about that. But, yeah, in terms of, like, nicknames, family names, my mom used to call me Love when I was little. And it's interesting because that's what I talk about in the majority of the work that I do. You know, I talk about self-love, love, relationships, mindset, positivity. So it kind of fits that was my first nickname ever. And my dad used to call me like Petunia and all sorts of names. And so, but Zune, that was like my childhood name. That was my name. Like, people knew my name was Zune, but they didn't know my name was Julia. My real name. And so I think that was pretty cool. And I'm really happy that my family was accepting of that, you know, because sometimes kids come up with things and they want to have a sense of identity. And the parents are just like, no, this is your name. And this is what you're going to go by. But my parents were awesome in that they accepted me and they allowed me to have that name and called me that. And still call me that now. And sometimes I got to remind them, like, oh, you know, I'm an adult now, so you can just, when you introduce me to people, you could just say, you know, my name. It's
right,
okay.
Right.
But yeah, I think names are really important, and I think that it's really interesting for you, like for your family, how they had all these names for you. Yeah. So it must have been kind of like from an identity perspective. Like, did you feel like, well, who am I?
Yeah, that's why I asked my mom, like, what is my name? Because I want to make sure. I'm like, am I saying it right? Because I thought one thing, like, is me and my grandmother the only one that understands, like, that knows my real name?
Are we the only ones that have?
Are we the only two? Oh yeah, good. Are we the only two? But so yeah, I was confused at that point when I was in high school. I was like, so can you tell me what it is? And but so then I had that. So okay, I went from all those names, but like as far as nickname, it was Lily and Lee. So then I got to, so when I got like In high school, when I was going through, like, my transition of, It was before my transition. So when I got to high school, I was like, okay, yeah, I want my family to keep calling me Lily. That's fine. But, you know, in high school, I was like, I don't want people to call me that. I want people
She's like, I'm too grown
I thought I was grown in high school. So I'm like, that's not grown. That's like a family nickname only. So I said, okay. So my old best friend used to call me, he used to call me Miss K. So I said, oh, I'm going to just say K. So every, like, from now, from high school, like maybe like 18, 17, up until now, some of my friends still call me K. Not everybody call me K. But K was my nickname that I went off. Because I was like, okay, good. K, I like that. That's, you know, appropriate. That's fine. But even still then, I had my other friends, like my second family, my other friends, they was all saying Lita. So they were like, Lita, like my other friend, best friend Ashley, she'll call me Lita Bear. My friend right now, you call me Lita Pooh. So they used to always like Lita, Lita, Lita. So, but I didn't take on that name. I just let them call me that name for a long time. But I took on K. So I'm like, so people are like, oh, what's your name, K? That is stuck. So I'm like, yeah, I like this. I even had like a little pinky ring.
Oh my God.
I had a pinky ring.
That pinky ring, honey.
So I'm going to stick with K. So let's get to, oh, then people call me Wiz Khalifa. So people used to call me Wiz Khalifa, Pina Colada. All types of names when I was like in school. And
Pina Colada? Why?
Cause my name, I don't know, they just called me Pina Colada.
Okay.
Then Wiz Khalifa, they sounded like Wiz Khalifa at one point. So I really stuck with K, and let some of my other friends call me Lita. I was like, okay, that's cool, y'all can call me that, but that's not what I'm gonna introduce myself. But then when it came to like Instagram and the social media, I had so many names. I had this other name. It wasn't a nickname, it was like an Instagram name. Preppy Ken Ken.
Oh, yes.
That was the name. That was the name.
And how did you get that?
So,
like, what is it? How? She had all these, like, you know.
So, Preppy Ken Ken. So, someone that, like, I was, like, had a situation with or whatever.
Situationship.
Yeah. So, it was, like, I think she was into, like, Nicki Minaj, and she was referencing one of her lines or whatever, you know, Nikki talk about Barbie, and it's like something about Barbie, where's Ken Ken or whatever. So then she was like rapping that part to me. So I was like, oh, I kind of like Ken Ken. So I'm like, okay, Ken Ken, I kind of like that. And I was like, well, what else can I put in front of it? So then I was like, my style at the time was like Preppy. So I put Preppy Ken Ken. So then that became my Instagram name and everything. So it was my Twitter name.
I think that's still our YouTube link.
It is until we get like over like a certain amount of followers, we can change it. But it was my YouTube because it's my... Anyway, YouTube, and it was my Instagram. It was my Twitter name, Preppy Ken Ken. And I ran with that name for a very long time. Like, I was like, yes, that's me. And then let me tell you, I had so many identity crises. So then I was channeling an inter gay male. So then my Facebook name was Oliver Kensington. Oliver Kensington. Like, how did I come up with these names? So I was Oliver for a while. I was Preppy Ken Ken for a while. And then I went to She's So Chic for a while. That was my last Instagram name. She's So Chic. That was even my podcast name. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's what she first started her podcast. Yes. That was her name.
I was like,
that's how I met her when she first started her podcast.
I think that was even my OK Cupid name at one point. I think I used that name at one point. Like, I think I used it. I had so many profiles and I had so many names. But I think I had used that name. And I was like, I think originally it came, I used it on OK Cupid. And I was like, oh, I kind of like this name. So I'm like, let me use it for Instagram. Then I used it for everything else. So then that was that. She's So Chic. But now, honey, I am Lita Rose.
Okay.
And how I came up with that name and why it is sticking and it's going to be the name. Because Lita's part of my name, Khalida. And I told you, like, my friends, my other friends will always call me Lita. Like, they'd be like, Lita, 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 Lita. So, like, okay, I want a name that's still me. That's not something, like, I'm creating or making up. Because, I mean, I'm good at making up names. But I want a name that's a part of my name. It's still me. So, I said Lita. And then Rose comes from my grandmother's name, Rose Marie. So, I'm like, okay, she's a part of me. I'm connected. So, I put Lita Rose. And it just flew. Like, it flowed. Like, when I said Lita Rose, I'm like, oh, that really flow. I like it. And I to my brother about it. I'm like, what do you think about this thing? He's like, I like that. That's fly. And so that's how Lita Rose was born and all the other names are gone. But yeah.
I feel like for me, Judy Mars is like, it represents me because it's like still a part of my name, which is Julia. And then I also, you know, was born in June. So it's like Junie.
I like that.
You know, like it's like partially Julia and June. And so, and also when, you know how like you have a name, so then people start to create that name, different versions of your name.
Yeah.
So when I was Zune, people would call me Zunie. They would call me Zoonster. Yeah. They would call me Z.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of E's. So Junie just kind of fits.
I like that.
It's a compilation of all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when I think about Mars, I spend a lot of time feeling like an outsider, feeling like an alien, feeling like I don't belong. So Mars is like, you know, I'm not quite from here. I'm not quite from there. I'm from outer space, you know? So that's why I have Judy Mars. And Mars with a Z, Mars with a Z, that gives tribute to Zune, you know? So it's all full circle.
So connected.
And it's, like, so powerful, the names that we give ourselves. You know what I mean? It's one thing for someone to name you and you to carry on a name. Like, I'm carrying my great-grandmother's name, Julia, which is great. But it's another thing to create your own identity. And, you know, in my family, my dad, he actually changed our last name. So he added an extra E to our last name so that he could separate himself and sort of like establish his own sort of sector of the family. So it's like, it's so interesting to think about just the way names have come to shape who we are and how we identify. And I think when you think about how you were called K for such a long time.
A long time.
It's like K. And, like, my nickname, Zune, it's, like, those are androgynous names in the sense that nobody could really tell at the beginning, like, is that a girl's name or a boy's name?
Exactly.
Right? Because it could be K for Kevin, K for
it could
whomever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And Zune could be, you know, whatever. And Junie Mars could be whatever. Lita Rose is a little clearer.
Yeah, Lita Rose is pretty clear.
But it's, like, there's so much power in our names and what we allow people to call us as well. So we just want to give you guys a little background onto like how we develop our own names and that we really value it. And
it's so important.
You know, I think thinking about your family story about how people call you Carlita and stuff. And it's like funny now to think about it. But it's like when you're growing up, it's like your identity is really important and your name.
Yeah.
Your name is really important. And, you know, when teachers like mispronounce your name or like misspell your name or whatever. Because I have two last names, right? And that's always been an issue for me growing up because people will either call me by one of the last names or misspell my, because one of my names is very common to misspell. So it will always get messed up somehow. And when I was younger, I would just be like, oh, okay, whatever, you know.
Right, me too. Like, but my, just like,
because people would just, it's like you could spell something out for somebody and they still looking at you and they smiling and they come up with their own spelling anyway.
Oh, yes.
And you be like, I just explained to you what my name is. And you still spelled it wrong. So it's like, you know, it's just like names are so important and they hold so much value. And, you know, as you guys know, I have a background as a teacher. I was a teacher for a really long time. And for my students, I always made sure that I learned how to spell their name, pronounce their name correctly, because it's like a lot of us just take it for granted. But because of my own experience growing up, I know it's really important. And even if students are like, ah, it doesn't really matter. Or, you know, as kids, we might have been like, oh, it doesn't really, it does matter. And it's important for us as people to value, you know, not only what someone's name is, but mm-hmm. also as people, like, what do you want to be called?
Yeah, so true. You know? That's why I think, like, even on application, like, or, like, at my job, like, we have a profile, you put your name, but it's also on your profile, it asks you, what do you want to be called? So, aptly to Rose. Okay. You know, I think that's important. I like that when they ask, okay, your name. Also, when I was in my school back in Maryland, I went to PG Community College, my professor, which... I love her, and we're like Facebook friends. I love her. She asks everyone, okay, I'm gonna say your name, then what do you want to be called? Now, that's how I was going by K, so I said K, and she called me K, and I'm like, yes, like, yeah. You know, so names are so important. I went to Hasani's workshop, and we were just talking about identity and names with that. Like, she's like, you know, she asks everybody to say your name, and if you want to be called something else, like you have a second name, say that. So I did that, you know, so I go by Kalita, said my last name, and I said, but I'm going by Lita Rose.
Yeah.
Because she was saying, like, we should tell people what to call us because it's so important. And I remember one lady was saying, like, how her husband want her to take his last name, but she's like, she worked really hard on her name. Like, her name is so valuable to her, which I get. So, like, our names are valuable, so... Whatever you want to be called. I've been through a lot of names, okay? I went through a lot of names. But I feel like Lita Rose is something I actually, like, created, you know?
Yeah.
And connect a whole lot with that name. But all the other names are more, like, fun and just was, like, for entertainment purposes, you know? But Lita Rose is, like, it's me, it's my brand, it's my work, it's everything I do. So it's my legacy. So it's so important.
And that's a good point that you make. Like, your name is your legacy. Mm-hmm. So for all of you who are listening, it's like, if you don't, you know, if you don't feel like you identify with your name, like your given name, that's okay.
That's fine.
If there's a name that you feel like you identify more with, then identify with that. Define what that is, mm-hmm. you know, like tell people that's what you want to be called.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, people will call you what you demand or what you say and say with pride that you want to be called.
Yes.
And that's part of ownership, you know, taking ownership of your name. For example, if, like, people will try to shorten my name,
mm-hmm.
you know, my real name, my true name.
So how they try to shorten Julia?
Yeah, so, like, for Julia, people will say stuff short. Like, can I call you Jules? Can I call you
true.
Mm-hmm. Julie? No offense to anyone whose name is Julie.
I know a Julie.
No offense. I know, because Lita once called me Julie. I said, who is Julie?
Because I was talking to her on Facebook.
Who is that?
A good friend.
Uh-huh. Shout out to you, Julie. But anyway, that's not my name, mm-hmm. right? So people, when I was growing up, would try to show... Why do people...
That's so true.
I don't know. Like, even for you, Kalita, people want to call you Lily, Kay, Lita. All sorts of things.
Yeah, that's a black name. I don't know, want to shorten names. Like, for me, like, my friends, I don't really shorten... Like, they have nicknames, but I don't really... Shorten it, so for maybe one, but I don't really shorten their name. I just say their names. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I ask people, what do they want to be called? Or, like, I let them tell me what they want to be called. But people always try to shorten my name, and I always be like, no, it's actually, and you know, it's like for other people, they might think, well, it's only like a letter difference. Like, what's the problem? You know what I mean? But it's like, no, honey, for me, that's not my name. So call me my name. Don't call me out of my name.
Mm-hmm.
So when people be like, can I call you? They wouldn't actually ask me. When people be like, hey, Julie, do you want to go? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, my name's Julia.
You know?
Like, it makes a difference. You have to let people know.
It's so interesting because how you said, like, how, like, did that bother you, right? Mm-hmm. Well, like, yeah, so, like, people still say my name wrong, but it doesn't bother me, because I know my name is not a common name, and I'm just all my life, my actual family been calling me something completely different. So I think from that, that's probably why it doesn't bother me when people like mess my name up, put an H, or put something different. I look at it and laugh because I'm like, I'm so used to this because all my life,
right,
I've been called two names. So Even when I went to work on Saturday, she's like, how do you pronounce your name? And I told her, I was like, Kalita. She's like, oh, good, because I was about to say something else. And in my head, I was like, I know, because everyone else does anyway. So I'm, like, so used to it. That's fine. That's cool. Yeah, I just look at, like, like, whatever. But I feel like people should, like, care, you know?
Yeah,
I just think
for me, should care.
It's just been so long, but I think you should care if someone's pronouncing it right. Or you should correct them.
Because that's your identity.
I'm working on, to be like, no, it's Kalita.
Yeah, you know? Like, that's part of your identity, rose, you know, like, to let people know what to call you as opposed to saying, oh, no, it's okay, you can call me, like, whatever, it's easier for you.
That's something I
remember people, you know, when I was in college, I was with people from all over the world, and I remember I will hear people say, like, you know, if they had a name that maybe that person hadn't heard before, right? They would say something like, oh, well, that's kind of hard for me. Can I call you something else?
Oh, my God.
And you know what kind of people I'm talking about. Let's keep that real, okay?
And you know.
And I would just, you know, if I overheard that, I would always get... I'm a empath, so I always get, like, I feel other people's emotions for them.
Yeah.
But I would get mad because I'd be like, how are you gonna say that to somebody? Like, who says that to somebody?
That's
so crazy to me.
Like, you try, like, just try to pronounce their name. Right. Unless they say, like, oh, like, for me, like, I know people won't, like, some people will remember my name, but not on the first try. A lot of people I encounter, they won't remember my name, Kalita. They will not remember that because they never heard that name. Right. So I will say Kalita, but you can call me Lita if that's easy for you to remember. Like, I will say that because I know, not because they're not trying, but it's just they never heard that name. And I know they would ask me again, what's my name?
Yeah.
So I just know they will. It's,
I guess I come from the perspective, like, you people need to, like, get up on it. It's just like, you know, when Americans especially, and I'm gonna talk about us for a minute, go to other countries, we expect people to speak English. It's like, no, honey, like, no. Not everybody in the entire world speaks English. English is not the only language in the world. There's so many countries, there's so many continents, you know? So I'm just like, get into it, honey.
Right.
Like, we need to learn. We need to stop.
I agree.
You know, like, making excuses for stuff and learn. You know what I mean? Like, I think saying, like, oh, my God, that's so hard for me to pronounce. That's an excuse, and you're not trying.
Yeah, that's true.
And we need to realize. I remember my mom said something to me. It was really funny. I think she said it, or maybe I said it. You know when you talk a lot and you just don't know sometimes where information flows? Is like, is it from the universe? Where is it from?
It's from a book you read.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, anyway, so I don't know if I said this, my mom says, I remember I was in a conversation, and she was like, if people can say the word, the name Mackenzie, why can they not say other names? You know what I mean? And I think that's a good point. It's like, it's all about with names, which ones we prioritize as being more valuable.
Yeah.
And because we have to think, like, from a power level, like, why is that name more valuable? Where's the name originate from?
Right.
You know, a lot of times people talk about black names, right? And how they sound, and, you know, like, you know, people may say different things about our culture and the names that we give our children. But it's like, what makes the names that we give our children any different from any other group? You know, it's just, I think it has to do with identity, power, and how those things, and racism, and how those things are all connected. So that's why I say all that to say, it's important for people to know how to say your name correctly.
Yeah.
So get them on it. Let them know. They need to know. And if they don't say it right, let them know again. No, it's whatever.
It's this, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
Your names are your story, so, you know, they hold value.
Okay. Oh, mine was low. I'll do that next.
Do it again.
Hey.
But, yeah, I think I encourage everyone, like, what is your inner superhero name? Like, what is your drag
What's
name?
What's your drag name,
okay,
honey?
Like, what is your... And you know what? I want to shout out to RuPaul because for the longest time, I thought RuPaul was RuPaul's drag name.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like RuPaul's mom knew that RuPaul was going to be a star.
Yes.
Because it's just like Beyonce. Like, you name your child Beyonce. Mm-hmm. You name your child RuPaul.
Right.
It's like, you know they're going to be a star.
Yes.
And I was like, that's his real name?
Okay, sure is.
All right? So, anyway, I say all that to say your name has value.
Yes.
And, you know, it's important. So don't let people forget about how to pronounce your name and call you Billy instead of, like, whatever your name is. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, this is our last episode of season one.
Yes.
12 episodes in. And, you know, we want to say thank you to all the people that have been listening to us and supporting us, giving us suggestions on topics that you want us to talk about. All of that. You know?
Yeah.
We're going to come back next season with some more topics. In the meantime, catch up on all our episodes.
Yes.
We have 12 of them with juicy, juicy, juicy knowledge and details about love, relationships, and everything in between. Yeah. Sex, intimacy, trauma.
Everything.
Hair.
So, yeah, follow us on Instagram at Lita and Junie. And just see, you know, all our updates and what we're doing, stuff like that. So.
Yeah, and also, you know, you can keep in touch with us. You can send us an email if you have an idea for a topic. You know, you can write us an email or send us a friend letter at Lita Rose and Junie Mars at gmail.com. And, you know, we'd love to hear what you thought about this season.
Yes.
Give us some ideas of what you'd like us to talk about next season.
Please do. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy now. Because we know you've been listening or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope you have a beautiful week.
Yes.
Enjoy it. And keep being true to yourself. And much love.
Peace and love.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I love you guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.